Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're glad you're here. Glad you're hanging out with us. We appreciate it very much. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. First one is where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. Rob Salkowitz is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's a writer and a consultant specializing in the social implications of new technology. And boy, howdy, is that a big job. And he's a co-author of a book called Listening to the Future, and he's the author of a brand new book that I'm holding in my hand, and we're actually helping him launch because I'm glad to tell you about it. It's called Generation Blend, Managing Across the Technology Age Gap. Rob, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you so much.
Now, in your book, you say this: technology and demographics are on a collision course. Now, I want you to talk about that in a second. My audience knows that I've been talking about leveraging technology for a long time. In fact, Rob, in 97, I started saying to my audience, in addition to all the fundamentals you're going to have to be able to do, you're going to have to be able to continue to be good at in the 21st century, in the next century, you're going to have to be good at networking, you're going to have to be good at developing strategic alliances, and you're going to have to be able to leverage technology. Now, that made me sound pretty smart back then, Rob, but I wasn't smart enough to invent Facebook. Now, what's wrong with that picture?
Well, the way that things are moving, it's very interesting because in previous generations, the technology particular process or make an assembly line move faster.
It was automation.
It was automation. It was things to help you do the same things a little bit faster. Productivity comes from. This goes to how people communicate with each other, how we work together in teams, what kind of information we trust to make decisions, that sort of thing. And it brings into play some ideas about work that you bring in from outside your job, from your historical experience, from what you see around you in society about how we work, how we relate to each other. Mm-hmm. And there's some real differences in the population, not just sort of sociological differences, which some experts can tell you about, you know, in terms of baby boomers and millennials and that kind of thing, but the way that networks and the internet and using these tools have really changed the way we look at the way we look at work.
Well, and work and life and every aspect of our life. I mean, we've gone from being technology workers, technology users, to becoming technological beings. I mean, every aspect of most modern people, most people who are fully functioning in the marketplace. When I think about my own day, Rob, by the time I speak the first words on my show, I've already turned on a lot of technology, just to be able to be on the air, you know, and so. And during the day I'm going to use a lot more technology, but I'm long in the tooth, Rob. I'm on the high end of the baby boomers generation, and I'm employing young people. I have young people working for me, people in their 20s working for me, and I actually go to them and ask them about some of the modern technological relationships, not just the tools, but the relationships between the human beings and the technology.
Yeah, and that's a smart thing to do, because even though you have people of all ages who can become proficient in using this stuff in their daily lives, it conceals an underlying difference. And the basic, we can get as fancy about this as you want, but the basic distinction is the people who learn their jobs first and then learn the technology is on one side, and the people who learn the technology first and then come to work, they're in another side of it. And to make things even more interesting, there's a group in the middle that learn both at the same time.
Right. And is that creating the clash? Is that creating a collision?
It is, because even older folks who are very good at using this and are professional technologists themselves tend to look at it as a way to support their existing ways of doing business. So
see, that's a lot of. I'm a pretty high functioning technology guy. You know, even at my age, I'm pretty high functioning. But I think I probably fit that profile pretty well.
Yeah, you look at it and you say, you know, I'm gonna send an email instead of doing a phone call or send a text message. But you know, you're maintaining the relationship that you already know how to manage that relationship. You're just using a new tool to do that. When younger people who've really grown up marinated in technology from day one. I mean, they woke up and there was the internet. They're digital natives, and information isn't something you go to the library and look up. You put it into your search engine, and it's there in a second. And so that changes the way you relate to it. It means that you don't have to necessarily carry a lot of information around in your head. You know that it's going to be there when you need it, and you know how to find it, but you don't necessarily have those facts at your fingertips in the same way that somebody who was educated in the pre-digital world would look at that.
You know, it's sort of like the way lawyers used to say that a lawyer doesn't have to know the law, he just has to know where to find it.
Right. And that's a friend of mine came up with this term called, he says, just-in-time competence. That's what younger people bring to the workforce.
Very interesting.
They're not going to have the ready-made skills that a more experienced worker will have.
And how does that create a conflict or a problem in the marketplace?
Well, it's interesting because I read a lot of blogs that are written by these millennial generation folks, and I talk to a lot of people in writing the book. And what we're seeing is that they bring the values that come from this networked upbringing. They form their expectations when they come into work. So if you're used to dealing with networks, you see organizations as flatter. You see
more collaboration and less hierarchy.
You see more collaboration. You see less formality. And
less hierarchy, yeah. Hold on to that thought, Rob. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Rob Salkowitz is our guest. He's the author of Generation Blend. More to come after these messages. Stay with us. I'm nationwide. A little bit of Stones bringing us back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend Rob Salkowitz. He's the author of Generation Blend, Managing Across the Technology Age Gap. And Rob, earlier we were talking about some of the issues that have brought us to where we are today, the generations coming together, meeting face-to-face, and in some ways not recognizing the other one is like two species seeing each other for the first time. Sometimes we feel that way. And one of the things that I've been doing quite a bit of work on over the years, Rob, is helping managers who are not digital natives understand, and I've been bringing people like yourself on to help us understand how to manage these, how to find them, how to hire them, why we should hire them, and how to deal with them. And so it's important that we recognize that they're not like us and that they have different motivations, different, maybe even different values in some ways, and they have different reasons for wanting to be here and for where they want to go in life. But I also think, Rob, that it's important that somebody talk to those young people about how they can meet us halfway. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. Some of the stuff that I talk about in the book for large organizations is a real problem because they have these set organizational cultures and ways of doing things. For small businesses, this is a great opportunity because the real strength of a small business is the talent of the people that they employ. and that if you bring in people and connect them with this technology, you can really gain a good advantage from having older, more experienced people share their knowledge and their business skills and their sort of the unspoken things and wisdom that they pick up over the years with these younger people to bring them in and make them feel more tightly connected to the organization. Turnover is a huge problem, and a lot of what we're seeing with this millennial generation is they'll come into the workplace and they've heard, they've got eyes and ears, and they hear these predictions that they're going to have 7 or 8 jobs, you know, maybe 12 or 13 careers in the course of their working life, and they see each individual job as just a stepping stone on their way.
Knowledge that they're going to pick up that they'll use in the next assignment.
Exactly. So, you know, they tend to view work more as an experience than as a, you know, this is the opportunity that I'm going to stay at for the rest of my life. And organizations need to, you know, especially small businesses, need to approach younger people in that spirit and say, here's what I have to offer. Here's what you're going to learn when you come here. Here are the opportunities that you're going to have to develop your skills and your relationships. And one of the big things that they're looking for, actually, is the opportunity to learn from more experienced older people. And if you can offer that in your business and you have an open culture and you can have those conversations, that's a great opportunity for young people.
You know, one of the things that I've never done is I've never assumed that the person working for me was going to retire with me, that they were going to work for me the rest of their lives, and that they would one day move on to something else. And whenever I have had teaching moments, you know, I've said, you know, this is something someone taught me years ago, and I'm giving it to you, and this is something that you can use wherever you go. And whenever I've paid for training, whenever I've given someone training, I've said, you know, this is my investment in your future. This information we're putting in your head, you can take with you when you leave here. And I think that attitude has been helpful for me. And it's a little bit painful to do that, Rob, because you don't want to think about training people and losing them, but that's the reality, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. And the other thing is that today's younger people have been through an education system that really prizes self-esteem and achievement and recognizes for all kinds of and all levels of achievement. And that when you get into the workplace, a lot of managers are finding that younger people are really hungry for recognition and feedback. And one of the things that the technology does is it allows them to bring something that they know a little bit better maybe than some other people in your organization to come in and to be the experts in that and to have something to contribute to that dialogue so that they're not just sitting there at the feet of the wise elder, that they're actually having a conversation and saying, okay, thank you for your business insights. Let me show you how to put that on a blog. Let me show you how to do a podcast, that sort of thing, so that they can feel comfortable with it. Because older people learn this stuff. They just need to be comfortable seeing it as part of their lives.
Well, one of the things that we try to do around here, and I hope that we do, is I value what their perspectives from their generation, the younger people who work for me, I value their perspectives from their generation and what they've learned and what they have instinctively that I don't have, or maybe it's harder for me to acquire even though I'm trying. But at the same time, I think that they know that you know, I've got some memories that I've earned over the years, some battle scars I've earned over the years that are still valid and valid for them, and I think they listen to me when those times come too.
Yeah, absolutely. Old friend of mine, somebody that I interviewed for the book, is a CPA, a tax guy in Pennsylvania, and he's got a small firm. And when it's tax time like it is now, a couple of the people that he hires in are retired folks, retired accountants who know the tax code like the back of their hand. And they come in and they work 9 to 5.
Yep.
And he puts them in touch with the younger people, and it creates a great dialogue around the technology.
But
and the
both
business.
Generations have to give. They both have to come to the middle. And I think that's a very important thing. Rob Sokolowicz is the author of Generation Blend. Rob, thanks for being here. Tell us where the book's available, please.
You can pick up the book in bookstores or at Amazon or your favorite online retailer. It's called Generation Blend from Wiley & Sons.
Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.